Good morning. This past morning. Week's daf, Daf Samach Gimel, in Seches Erevin. The sugya that the Gemara talks about over here is something more general, not really limited to Hilchas Erevin. Something which is Negei Alochres, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Seish Mim Dalet. We'll learn now just the sugi itself and see the general inyonim, but the halach l'maisa, you have to look into Shulchan Aruch because there are a lot of things that are not clear in the Gemara itself. And the sugi that we're talking about is a din of a talmid paskening bifnei rabbi, which the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in the beginning of Perek Hey, just as a hakdama to this din, the Rambam says as follows: "Shem shod mitzuvah v'kavod aviv ubirasai." The same way a person is commanded to honor his father ubirasai and to fear him, kachu chayev b'chvod rabbi v'irasai. Similarly, his rebbe, teacher, he also has these chiyuvim towards the rabbi yoyisimei aviv, and as a matter of fact, that the chiyuv toward his rav is even greater than his father. Shoviv hevi lechayelum hazeh, the rabbi shalom dechochma mevi lechayelum habo. His father brought him into this world, and his rebbe that taught him Chochmah brings him, is the reason for him to come to Olam Haba, which is something which is much greater. That's the purpose of our being here, this world. This part of the Rambam is filled, it's a mission about Mitzvah. And the Gemara talks about the din of returning Mitzvah Sof of Mitzvah's Rabbi. The Rambam over here continues on. And Rambam continues based on this hakdama. There's halacha. The Rambam over here mentions in halacha aleph. Lefikach omru kol acholik al rabbi kecholik al hashchina. The next halacha, the Rambam talks about what is cholik al rabbi. That's something that's not discussed directly in our sugya. Cholik al rabbi means that someone is kaveh le medrash, he sets up a yeshiva and he starts teaching without the rishus of his rebbe. And then in that same halacha, the Rambam continues to what we're discussing in our sugya. Also, la adam la hayreis b'fnei rabbi la olam b'chol amir halacha b'fnei rabbi chayev misa. We'll see the specifics about that. But this is a hemshach of this halacha. So this Vedinim, and it comes from this halacha over here, Chazal called Mer Rabbah Chesk Mer Shamayim. You see the Shonis in Chazal, This is the theme of this halacha. Comes from the kovod and the yirum that one has to have for his rebbe. Paskening b'mokin rabbi, taking the authority, paskin, deciding a matter b'fnei rabbi, whatever that means, is a lack in this area. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara over here is really the way it comes into our sugya over here
Will you get into the svara why it's chayav misa? It's not a good thing, but chayav misa is fairly dramatic.
Okay, so that just gives us a little insight on on the severity of what we're talking about. Right? We don't have these kind of concepts by us. The idea of covered by us is just that, good manners. That's all it is. Right? We don't. But if we take a little marshal, maybe in a place where that has a king, covered melech, something like that. And start seeing what covered and moira fearing really requires and demands, and a lack of that, what that means, we start understanding a little bit better. But I think that the punishment is indicative of really what we're talking about. That's really how we should be taking it the other way, right? Seeing how the severity, how the severity deals with such a thing, gives us a little feeling of that we're dealing with something which is severe, just because the way the surroundings that we live in, people don't regard it that way, is because they don't have a real understanding of what it is. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So our Mishnah talked about this din that Dorim HaAkum has special halachas that nidach to be soichas machlekes, and the Gemara. Remember from Shmuel, Halacha Kavaz Minyankiv. The Gemara has a clown, Mishnah Shavloz Minyankiv is Kavanoki. It's pretty accepted. Halacha, Shita Shavloz Minyankiv, as far as the din of Dafka, Shnei Yisraelim, Dorm, Zem, the Ha'isim, Dorm, that's where the din of Soichim and Ma'akim is. And the Gemara asks over here, Omele Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "Kaimel Mishnah Sablaz Minyankiv is Kavanoki. Farmer Yehuda Mashmal Loch Krablaz Minyankiv. Two reasons why the Loch should be like Krablaz Minyankiv. Mahu Leiruye B'Mokim Rabbi. That what's the Loch? Is someone allowed a paskin B'Mokim Rabbi? This din. Someone comes to ask him, what should he do? Is he allowed to pass on such a thing like this, which is something which is simple, which is accepted that that's so, doesn't take too much of a decision over here. Omele afil beisav kuschol bo menem Rabbi Chizda kol shnei d'avhuna. So Rabbi Yosef told him that even the following simple halacha beisav kuschol, which simply means to eat an egg with milk products, Bo minem Rav Chizda, they asked the child to Rav Chizda, which is a simple halacha. Bo minem Rashi says that even they asked him just to test him, it wasn't even something which was a question that the one who asked, not like anything, had a sophic. Bo minem Rav Chizda, they wanted to see how he would react to such a thing. Bo minem Rav Chizda, kol shen Rav Huna, v'loy oiri. All the years that Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chizda didn't want to paskin.
But to test him, if he would pass him in front of his rabbis,
right. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Bo minei merav chizda im mutter im also uana soy soy hoy miskaven im yoyre b'mokam rabbi." Right? They did it to test him, to see their intention really was not to know what halacha was, but to see how he'd react as far as whether this is in the category of a paskening. A paskening that it should be asked the paskening Mokam Rabbi, and he stayed away from it. So the Gemara used this as a base, therefore, to say that our halacha, the paskening halacha, was miyakev. This that din, the Mokam Rabbi also would be awesome.
That's a little difficult because later in the sugya we say that once you're asking, once the Rebbe's brought up, you'd be slower to allow you to paskin. Right? You say later in the sugya that once you mentioned, can I do this in front of the Rebbe, so then you defer to the Rebbe. So here, if they were just asking him to see if he'd paskin in front of his Rebbe, and I guess if it was apparent that was the reason they were asking him, so So that would be a reason why he wouldn't be able to.
You understand that's similar to the Gemara says b'fnei Rabbi Shai b'fnei Rabbi. The ischlu b'kfeida.
Yeah.
That you understand. Okay, so maybe we have to think about that whether that is a comparison or not. Whether it's a comparison or not. It would seem to be that the Gemara understands that it's not right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to think about it. Whether that's, you know, it should be compared or not compared, but that's what it would seem to be from the Gemara, right? Mm. Now, let's right away see this Tosfos, the second Tosfos over here, gives us, you know, a little category of what we're talking about. I'm talking about paskening. What does it mean? What are we? What's this idea of la'iruye, right? La'iruye, to teach paskening. You see the second Tosfos over here? All the Harois, La'iruya, that our Sugi is discussing, is going to be my cellophone of Mer Lassus came. Is talking about a situation that a Maisa, Haloch La Maisa situation is. Someone is asking a question, what should he do? He wants to know what to do. That's what we're discussing over here. Right? That has the Chashivas of the psak that a person, that the sugi over here says, that person's not allowed to do in front of rabbi. Avam shaylin le talmid haloch kedivrei mi. But let's say they're asking him, it's not negei la halocha right now. Well, no, what's the halocha, right? On that, Tosfos says, yochol lo mekol mashe b'dayte, that he can say whatever he feels, uvavach lo yira al maisa shebo. As long as he's not paskening on a actual happening that's in front of us over here. Which means like this, is that, you know, as we know as far as learning, teaching, right? That, you know, aside from what we just saw in the Rambam, but, you know, to talk and give an opinion, explain something in learning, that's definitely mutter. That doesn't go into this halacha over here. There's something called aruye, to be meira. Right, so what's in the category of what we'll say talking and learning, and what's considered passing? That's what the Tosfos is saying over here. That even though you're telling him a definite halacha, but if it's not a halacha lamaisa, if it's not, you're not directing him what to do, because he's not asking you what to do. He just wants to know who's the halacha like. So that still fits into the category of discussing learning, which is what the Tosfos says. That's not what we're discussing over here. Right. You know, and even if you're asking because you want to know, you know, in case this comes up, you know, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Right. It seems to be that if that's not the question in front of us right now, it's knowledge that you can apply when the situation comes up. Then that'll be mutter. That'll be mutter. Now, another thing we were discussing the other day, that you know, it's practically speaking, you know, if a person, you know, has a shayla halach lamaisa to know, and the Talmud is more available, the Rav is hard to get to, difficult, mm-hmm. right? So would a person be able to go to the Talmud and, you know, just as if he's just talking, you know, in learning in general, as if it's not negei lemaisa, and that way get the answer. So, you know, the being that the Isra over here is inside the Talmud, that he's paskining, right in front of his, the Pesach over here, so as long as he's as far as what he's doing, he doesn't think that he's paskining anything over here, so. It would sound like that it would be mutter l'chol. Right? That's, you know, as long as he's not aware that he's passing, right? You know, it's not any worse than you're like we discussed before. You know, he'll tell you something, and when something comes up, you know, you'll remember what he told you and you'll use it, something like that l'chol.
is that only when it's clear, clear cut? That's the opinion we follow. Like, you know, if it's even not Shas Maisa, if it's something that's not so clear, really, what the halacha is, he could still do it in those circumstances as well. Teach someone where there's a it's not clear what the real.
That's the question of the Gemara, right?
But you're talking about the case that we just discussed now, or the Gemara?
Oh, I'm talking about, you know, we're supposed to seem to be saying that as long as it's not Shas Maisa, you can teach him. Is that only where the halacha is really clear cut?
It sounds like that this whole din, and even if it's not, clear cut, right? He gives his opinion.
Okay.
Right, that's what this seems to be saying. Okay. Right, whatever he feels, his opinion, he could say. Right, so this whole sugya doesn't start, right, unless we're talking about halacha l'maisa passing. Otherwise, then the Talmud could say what he feels.
I'm remembering like being by Steinman, and they come into the room and they ask him a series of shailas, and some of them are in the Gela Maisa, and some of them are just they were learning in yeshiva, and they wanted to know what's taka the aloha, you know, to would it be nachkamina if someone was standing in the room there, and it's not like Gela Maisa, it was taka something a sugi that they were learning in yeshiva, and they want to know what the aloha maisa is, but someone else could pass them in front of Steinman, let's say.
I mean, this is not a shaila halach lemaisa.
It could be negel maisa, but
everything could be negel maisa. I mean, it sounds like from Tosis that this sugya that we're talking about over here is if you're passing on a person wants to know what to do, right? That's what we're talking about. Right? There might be something else over there. Right? You know, if you're in front of him, you know, to give, you know, right? There might be a different problem to give, you know, to give your opinion, you know.
Right,
before him or whatever, you know. This halacha over here, where Tosfos sets us up over here, seems to be it's only if you're passing a ma'isa shabbat. Okay, so the Gemara first. So the Gemara is discussing the erevin halacha. Is this halacha whether we pass like Rabbi Yaakov or not? As far as the halacha of Soicha from Akum. On that, the Gemara says that you see from this that Rav Chisda didn't want to answer on a Beis HaBekuscho, which is a simple Shailom, that will be a Raya that even this we shouldn't pass him. Now there's a discussion in the Rishonim what Beis HaBekuscho is. At first glance it sounds like it's a question, you know, to have an egg, whether he could eat it with milk product, and this, you know, the question would have been, you know, is an egg considered basa, problem of basa b'cholam? And Tosis brings from Aruch, but Chanan also talks about, they speak out clearly. If you look in the next Tosis, I feel basa because chomafanish b'aruch, the lav v'stam beim ayri. I'm not talking about a regular egg, you know, a hatched egg, right? The ois na'in tzrich in heter, such a thing doesn't need a hat at all. Right? There's no fool. Right? Even an unlearned person has no question about that. Right? That's not considered any psak. Right? Something which is known. You know, it seems to me even if this person is coming to ask. You know, but something which is known, it's not considered a psak, right? You're not doing anything, right? It's a well-known thing. So he says, so such a thing like that, definitely he would have passed him, right? Because nothing is not psak, it's not elokish shoychil satan goilas umotzva ben gemuris shmutul oichlam b'chol. It's talking about where eggs are found in a chicken that was shechted. They were taken out of a shechted chicken. Over there, we find, as far as the din of Novela is concerned, Tosfos continues and brings Mar Mekonis that is in a sort of bonon concerning that. So such a thing would be more of a tzad that there will be some kind of iser in such a situation. That's what we're talking about. Right? So that means the Tosfos is giving us another level over here, that even if you're talking about a halacha l'maisa, But depending on how well known this halacha is, that also could be a reason why it's not considered a psak, even if we're talking halacha l'maisa. But it's not even a question, right? So we don't really consider that you're passing anything.
Mm.
Okay. The Gemara continues.
I'm sorry. Rashi wants to say it's a simple halacha, and this doesn't say it's a more complicated halacha. So I don't understand the Gemara. Part of the Gemara is a filo. What's more filo? Filo, even saying shakol, the row and a glass of water. At least, you know, I don't exactly. And I don't. If Tosfos wants to say it's more complicated, so.
So why isn't that filo?
So why a filo? What's a filo? I mean, it seems that that's a little more.
So Tosfos himself, a little bit later in the Tosfos, asks your question. If you look over here, the fourth line down in Tosfos, in the wide lines, Va'omeri, the lahachi kamar afilu. Right, this is your question, right? Sha'afapi shekol ha'olim nohin gimboi heta. Right, that's what it means. You know, even though there might be a basis. For this to be also, see the rest of the Tosfos, what Tosfos means. It has to do whether you hold that the Isser Basa B'chol was by Oif also made the Raisa. But Tosfos is addressing your question, and he's saying that the reason why it's poshut over here in the Gemara is because Kol Alam Kloin is Noig the Heter. It's true that there is a basis, there are Shitas which might answer it, but this is something which the Hanhog, the custom, everyone acts la halacha towards it, that it's mutter. Right? That's what it means. Right? That's what Tosfos comes to explain.
Even though in Lamdas is maybe not such a simple shaila.
Well, Tosfos is saying because there is basis for this to be also, right?
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
Right? But since it's an accepted thing and everyone, whether you understand why or not, but everyone knows that this thing is something which is mutter, because everyone, it's an accepted ruling this way, so that puts into the category once again that it's not considered a psak since it's something which is
okay. I understand. Okay. So, in certain aspects, Tosfos and Rashi are not arguing. However, Tosfos wants to understand what the underlying problem is, underlying issue.
I mean, there does seem to be machlekes over here in Rashi and Tosfos. It seems to be whether this simple case is included in the Isser, right? That would seem to be machlekes.
Okay.
Now let's see the Gemara a little further. The Gemara goes another question whether this is included in the Isser. Omer Yaakov bar Abba Abaye, ki goy milos tainis. Tichsiva umancho mahu lo iruye ba'asre drabe. Megillus tainis, a halacha that's recorded, Megillus tainis. Is there such an isser on that you're just repeating over something which is a recorded halacha? Now Rashi explains over here what Megillus tainis is. And why the Gemara picks Megillus Tainis? Look at the Rashi, four lines in the bottom. Kigoin Megillus Tainis the Siva Umancha. Right, it's written and it's set. You can even pick up a copy of the Megillus Tainis to know. Rashi says Elo Yomim Asurim Lehisanis. Megillus Tainis was a sefer, a written document which recorded in it the days that were also lehisanis. Days that had a din of a yomtiv, different levels of yomtiv, and therefore things which were contrary to the spirit of a yomtiv were also eyom asurim b'tainis. So those are the halachos that were discussed in Megillus Tainis, and that Rashi continues lahochi naka Megillus Tainis. Right? Well, why is the more picking Megillus Tainis? Why not anything else? Rashi shloi hoysin davar halach suv b'mein afil ois achas chosim Megillus Tainis. That during those times, we know that Torah Shabbat Peh is Vorm Shabbat Peh, you're not allowed to write down, that's why it's supposed to be Al Peh. And at that time, the Mishnais was not yet recorded. The only thing that was recorded was the Megillus Tainis, was these halachas. That's why the Gemara picks this, because there was nothing else that was really recorded. But the Shiloh over here really is a Shiloh, which would be negated to us. Right? Today, you know, pretty much everything is written down. What would be such a thing, even though it's recorded? Well, I call it a Megillah, because it was something which was written down into some form of a saving. So the Gemara asks the Shiloh over here, if it's something which is written down, it's recorded, it's something that the Talmud is really just repeating what it says. And that the Gemara says, once again, in answer to that Shiloh, the Gemara refers to this mice of Beis of the Kosko. Omle Hochem Rabbi Yosef Hil Beis Bekosko Boi Meir Rav Chisda Kol Shoyn Rav Huna V'loi Oivri. So the Gemara over here would seem to be that such a thing is also included in the Issa. So this Gemara is just, first of all, just told us of you know, what the level, even something which is something which is simple, even something which is already recorded, is b'chal de Issa. Now the Gemara continues like this. Rav Chisda Oiri B'Kifri B'Shnei Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Paskin in the city called Kifri in the years that Rav Huna lived. And the Gemara seems to be making a point that he Paskin in a certain place. Rashi says, "Bekifri zda shemokim v'lo yihoy mekayim shal Rav Huna mekayim b'mdisa shteim b'bavim." Rashi explains that what the Gemara means over here is that this that he passed in was in a different city. They were both in Bavel, different city. Rav Hamnuna, Oiri B'char Sedaagas, Vishnei Rav Chisda. Rav Hamnuna passed in Char Sedaagas in the years of Rav Chisda. So this Gemara at this point would seem to imply that if you're in a different city, then things are fine, right? The whole issue is only if you're in one place. But that's at this point in the Gemara, that's what would seem. Now the Gemara continues and talks about a similar situation, which is not really so much a question of paskening a halacha. Ravina sar sakina bebavil. Sar sakina, Rashi says in the second line, Bodak Sakin Batabach. He would check a knife that was used for Shechita. He checked it in Bovel. Even though Rav Ashi, his Rebbe, was there. Now, Rashi says over here, V'le'omru lehar Sakin lechochom, the Imor Nechum tells us that this, that the custom was to show the Sakin to the Chochom, El Mekfoydo Shal Chochom. Right, even though if you don't, even apparently it sounds like that, even if it, not so much a question of passing halacha, but this showing before to get some kind of haskoma to use the knife was the whole idea over here was kfoide shel chacham. So in this case, if Ravina was so sakin and bebavel, Rashi says means Ravina noite loy ateres kovid ha'ir. So he was taking the crown of honor of the city. Rav Ashi Rabbi b'mos mechas yahava him in Bavel. His Rebbe was in mos mechas, in another city, but they were both in Bavel. Now the Maisa continues as follows, right? So Ravina was Sor Sakina. He checked the knife in his town. Omer Rav Ashi ma'itayimo over ma'hochi. So Rav Ashi sent him back a message. Why did you do this? A Talmud is not supposed to lose be Mokam Rabbi. He said, I know that, but I have a Maisa Rav, and in a different city, it's Mutter. So I don't live in the same city, we're both in Bavel, but we're not in the same city. That's why it's Mutter. So that's how Ravina explained to Rav Ashi, his Rebbe, what the basis of what he was doing, why it was Mutter. So Rav Ashi told him that he got the story wrong. It's not that he paskin, he didn't paskin. even though he was in two different cities. Omalei, no, I'll tell you the truth of the matter like this. Itmar oiv, itmar loy oiv. Right? There was two different stories. Right? In one situation he passed, in one situation he didn't pass. B'shnei drav huna rabbi hud loy oiv. That in the years of Rav Chisda, which was his Rebbe, I'm sorry, Rav Huna, when it was a question of passing in front of his Rebbe, which was Rav Huna, then he didn't passkin even in a different city. However, that he did passkin in a different city in the years of Rav Chisda, that he had a different kind of relationship. It was a Talmud Chover. Talmud Chover, not a simple Talmud. He was a Talmud Chover. We'll see in Rashi what that means. V'anonam Talmud Chover demarano. So this Gemara over here tells us that there's two different categories, two different relationships, two kinds of Talmidim. You have a Talmud Gomer and a Talmud Chover. Rashi says Talmud Chover. If you see the Rashi over here, around five lines down, four lines down, the narrow lines. Talmud Chover, Chacham Kimoisai, Ela Shalom Mimenu Dover Echara Yoisai. What's a Talmud Chover? That he's a Chacham just like the other person. What makes him a Talmud? Shalom Mimenu Dover Echara Yoisai. You learn one or more things from him that gives him the status of a Talmud. And the din of such a Talmud is that in the same place as the Rav, he can't pass. In a different place, he could. But if you have someone that's a Talmud Gomer, he's not Talmud Chover, simple Talmud, he hasn't reached a level of Chochmo as other persons, he's a Talmud, such a person can't even pass in two different places. So it comes out from this Gemara over here, something a little, you have to change our understanding a little bit. We would have thought from the way the Gemara starts that the whole problem is only if you're in the same city. Out of the city, you're safe. We hear from this Gemara, it's not like that. That out of the city is okay, it's only if you're a Talmud Chover. But if you're a regular Talmud, then it's also even if they're not in the same city. That's what comes out of this Gemara over here. And therefore, Tosfos says that the Gemara's before, the one over here has talked about two situations. Rav Chisda Ori b'Kifri b'Shnei Rav Huna, and Rav Huna Ori b'Chashda the Argus, right? So both of these cases, which they pass in a different city, right? We'll have to say that that it was a time of Chover there also. If you look in Tosfos over here, in the bottom Tosfos, on the Omer before, the last word of the first line, B'tzarech Leimar, B'tamal Chova Dav Huno, Hava Kimoy Rav Hamnuno, D'Oir B'chayas B'agat Pnei Dav Chizda. The Mefarsh B'som, Moshim D'tamal Chova Delei Hava. Right, this is what Tosfos is going on this Rav Chizda, Oir B'kifti, B'shnei Dav Huno. That's what Tosfos says, according to this, the Gemara later on will have to say that there was also a Talmud Chover situation. I will Talmud Gomer and Yochel Horis Afir Shloim Mokam Rabbi. It brings the Gemara later on. Right? Now let's see. We'll see the Gemara later. The Gemara has some other differences in Chalukim that we have to know for Halacha. The Gemara says as follows. Now this is talking directly about the din of Sor Sakina, checking the knife. Suvim Rabbonon, that he could look for himself. He doesn't have to send it to the Rav, even if it's Talmud from Mokum Rabbi. But if he's doing it for himself, he's not passing for someone else, or he's not giving the haskoma on the knife for someone else. He's for his own purpose. That he's allowed. That's not a lack of covet, lack of murder.
So the knife is in a state of question.
It looks like something more than that. Not really. It says Vayomru Lahare Sakin L'Chocham El Mimikfoydu Shalchocham. Right. That's what it looks like. That's what we're dealing with over here. Right. If there was a real Shiloh battle, that would be something else. Right. This seems to be talking about.
Well, it's unacceptable to use it.
It's unacceptable to use it.
Until
you have to do a bedikah. Some
but I mean, it looks like to me that there's not a real shiloh over here on the knife. And that's what you're saying, right? If there was real shiloh, you got to show it because right? That seems to be that is what we're dealing with over here. So Ramban Chazal and Avshin. When that thing Morris says like this. Ravina equal Mchuza Isis Ushbuzichna Sakina Vukamachvale. Ravina went to Mchuza. He was staying by an inn. And the balabas over there, the innkeeper, showed him the sakin. He wanted him to look at sakin to say that he shouldn't have to go to the Rav of the town. Omale Zilam Tyler Rav. He said, I'm sorry, I can't look at it, bring it to Rav. Omale, so you know, the Baal Bos was, Tam Chochum, like upon him, he knew what it was, he had to know, it was for his convenience. Amalei, one second, so the Ma'al Hodam Arava, Rav himself said, so why can't you look, why can't you look at me? This knife, I'm shechin this animal to feed you, this is where your supper is coming from. Amalei, I know Mizm's Vina, he's saying, I'm paying for this over here, right? So therefore, this is not in the category of chazil anafshe that I'm looking for myself, right? Even though I'm going to eat the food, but being that I'm buying this from you, I'm paying over here in order to eat this meal. So actually, I'm doing it for you, right? That doesn't go into this category, right? We'll see in a moment that. On the other hand, it doesn't mean to say that it has to be that you actually own the animal. Right, we'll see from the next case. Rabbi Elazar Magrunya, Rav Acha Batachlif, Iku Ubei, Rav Acha Breid, Rav Iko, that these Amiroim went to visit, and it was Ba'asrit Rav Acha Bayankov. Yeah, he was the Rav over there. He was the Odin Gold that was there. Boy Rav Acha Breid, Rav Iko, Lemeved Luhu Igla Tilsum. He wanted to prepare them an animal that needed to be shechted. I see sakina v'komach v'luhu. So he brought the knife and showed it to them. Omar luhu rav acha bat achlifo l'leichesh lei l'saba. That you're not concerned about the din that you have to show it to the rav. L'rav acha bayankev. He's the odin godel in the city. Omar lohu rav acha mehagrunya hochi yom harova tzum rabbanu chazal nafshe. Morris says, no, this situation goes into the category of chazal nafshe. I want to say that Morris basically accepts this. So that means that, what's the difference in this case and the case before? The difference over here is because it wasn't being bought, right? They were invited to this person's house, right? So the food was being made for them, right? So it's not dependent on who's going to end up eating it. The question is what relationship do you have to it? If you have to pay for it, then it's his thing. That because I'm paying for it, that has becomes mine. So at the time of the shechita, it's not really related to me. Just related to me as any piece of meat that's going to go on the shelf in the store, that someone's going to end up buying it. Right? That doesn't make it it's a chazal nafshe. But over here, since he was a guest, so it was being shech for him, purpose of eating. So that's included in the category of chazal nafshe. However, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says. He looked at it, and there was a punishment in Min HaShamayim. Apparently that they should have shown it, showed it to the Adam Godel in the city. In fact, Omar Rav, but see, Morris understands with the Pasha, definitely this should go into the category of Chazal and Afshin. Right. Morris says, Shani Hasan is Chilul B'Chvayda. Morris says, yeah, you're right. Under normal situation, if someone's a guest by someone else, the Vitzur Rabbon is a guest by someone, so then he could look at the knife and it's in the category of Chazal and Afshin and it was Mutter. That would be right. Over here, the reason why that there was a punishment in HaShemayim was the Ischilu B'Chvayda. That they started already talking about the Adam Godel, Rashi explains, the Ischilu B'Chvayda, Me'acha Shenayim Aloi, the Nechash L'Saba, since it was mentioned that we should be concerned about the Adam Godel, we should show it to him, V'Hischul Adaba B'Chvayda, and they spoke about him, Lo'hei L'Zal V'L'B'Dov. So already in this situation, when it was mentioned to show it to him, and to decide, no, we won't show it to him. So in such a situation, even though it's a chazal and afshay, that already is a zilzal b'chvoydei, and then they should have showed it to him.
Why should it be a zilzal? They clearly discussed it, and clearly they said it doesn't apply. Why should it be a zilzal b'chvoydei? Why would it be different than any of the other cases where they were in different places of the bubble? He said it didn't apply. We're Talmidim, and therefore we don't have to. It doesn't apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see everything more. You're right. Even it doesn't apply as long as you don't mention. Right? If you don't mention the Adam Godel at all, so then you're right.
Even in the other cases where you would be in different cities, once you would mention the name of the Rav, even though he's not technically required to bring it because he's in a different city, let's say a certain distance.
I don't know. I hear your question. This is not clear by me, right? You have to see. You know, in we're lahalocha. This din will extend. The Gemara over here says it concerning the din of Tzuv Rabon Chazlin Apshei. I didn't have a chance to see well over here, but that's a good point. Right? You have to see how extensive this halacha is. Where else does this apply? The din of eschilu b'chvayda.
Is the assumption that these are all talmidim of the rav of the town? Because it seems like the rav of the town is
he's the rav.
He's the rav of that town. They came to visit.
The truth is, yeah. Were they Talmidim? Right here, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like from the sugya that we're talking about Talmud.
Doesn't it make a what? I mean, he's a Morda Asfuch this, right?
Yeah. But the point that he's saying is that until now the sugya is a Talmud of Mogam Rav. Right, Talmud, is loma mimenu dover. Right, if you didn't learn from him, even though he's great, that's not a Talmud. Right, so this din, you know, of being meyer, the ikar sugi started, seems to be talking about a Talmud. Right, this halacha over here, that's what we want to know. Is this also a Talmud related halacha, or this is maybe like you're saying, you know, this is a, you know, see. I don't even know if necessarily. See, I use the word rov, you know, in our context, but I don't even know if that really what it was. You know, it was Adam Godel that lived in the town, and Felish Lachochem. Yes, that's a good point. I have to be mivar that. So far, what we have over here is akopana as concerning this din that Atum Rabban is Chazal and Avshe. The Gemara tells us the first exception, the Gemara says, is that once it's Ischilu B'Chvoidai, once it was mentioned that it should be shown, and even though you're right, I mean, that really was a mistake, right? In truth, right? And when they said, you know, he's here, show it to him. That really was a mistake, because Halach is that you don't have to. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that once the Ungala was mentioned and it was offered to that maybe it should be shown to him, so this is already a different situation. Now by not showing it to him would be sliding in his covered. Right?
So you think that they were arguing with his decision that it didn't apply?
No. The
Gemara, they accepted it?
The Gemara sounds like that...
They asked him, shouldn't we show it? So he said, no, you don't have to. So they there was a difference of opinion there? Or once he said, no, we don't have to because it's for us, and the students that he accepted.
They were checking out the halacha.
So then they accepted it?
It was a member from Rava, right? He said, Hachi Amar Rava. Hachi Amar Rava.
But did those who questioned him accept that that's what it is, or did they feel differently? No, maybe it does have to be shown.
I'm saying, well, the Maisa, he shechted without showing it. So that shows that they accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they didn't accept it anyway, and that's why he was punished. Why they weren't punished?
That's why he was punished for the side reason.
Yeah, right. And as it was saying like that, maybe he wasn't aware of the halacha of tzuv rabbanon, right? Or maybe that he heard that Rava said it, so that seemed to be that caused him to accept it. Yeah. So the Gemara says schil b'chvoyde is one. The Muflug, right? This is another difference over here, which again, you have to know how far-reaching is this halacha. The Gemara is talking about as far as Sar Sakina, Muflug. What does Muflug mean? The Gemara says over here, the Maflig Rashi's gives is Harbe Me'oid Hoyo Zokein V'Chochom. Right? He was very great. He was a Zokin, Chochom, such a person that there's a different level of Kovod which is required, and even a Tzuv Rabbanon should be Chazal and Afshin in such a situation. Right? So these two differences seem to be La'alocha. Now let's just see a couple more things. It's getting a little late. I just want to see if we get in a few halachas that the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav, Lefushi Misura Afilu B'fanav Shaper Domi. Gemara tells us like this. Lefushi Misura Afilu B'fanav. If what the Talmud is doing is to prevent a person from doing an Isser, then even if he's doing it in front of the Rebbe Mamish, Shaper Domi, that's proper. Ravina have a Yosef commander of Ashi. Like we saw before, he was his Talmud. Ravina have a Yosef commander of Ashi. Chazel hu gavro deko sayer deko osar le lechamre betzinsa b'shabso. They saw a person that he was tying his donkey to a tree on Shabbos, which is Nisr Jabon. Rama bekolo, so he shouted at him, right? That person should stop doing that. The person didn't pay attention. Right? He wasn't interested. Omalei, so he proceeded the next step. Leve hagavra b'shamto. So he put him into cheder.
Put the rabbana?
What?
Put the rabbana?
This is what Ravina did in front of Ravashi. Omalei ki hagavno mimis chazer kafkiruso. So then he asked Rav Ashi, what he did is that a chutzpah, something that shouldn't be done, a tamli b'mokam rav. Omalei, so Rav Ashi told me, in chochem v'intum v'neitzah neged Hashem, a posik, that all these things don't stand neged Hashem, kol mokam shesh b'chil Hashem, ein chokim kovar l'rav. Whatever the rav has, chochem v'tfuna eitzah, but that doesn't stand l'neged Hashem, and therefore, if there's a question of chil Hashem, a person, an iser is going to be done, and you want to prevent the iser, then ein chog and kavod l'rav, and that's the basis of this halacha over here, that v'afushim isura afilu b'fonov, it could be done, should be done. Okay, so this is an important chiluk that we have over here, lafushim eisura, afilu b'fnei rabbi, is that's mutter. I think more, just one more chiluk that the more over here mentions. Amar Rav, b'fon of osav chayev misu, shal b'fon of osav ein chayev misu. The more makes a difference over here in the level of the severity. B'fon of b'fnei rabbi, whatever the category of b'fon of means. Question of Yishayim, what b'fon of means. But b'fon of, in front of the Rav, that has a great severity, that is a chi of misa on that. Shloi b'fon of, osur ve'ein chay of misa. That's osur. However, it doesn't have the chaymer, the severity for the chi of misa. That the Gemara continues, the Gemara asks, shloi b'fon of loy, that is that true, that shloi b'fon of is the Isser is weaker and there's no Chiyiv Misa. We're going to show that even Shloi B'fonov has the same Chaymer, same stringency that is a Chiyiv Misa. V'hasayah, Ablazer Oymer, L'meisa B'nei Aaron, Ad Shahur HaLocha B'fnei Moshe Rabban. Nadav and Aviyu, B'nei Aaron. Question in the Gemara, Psukim tell us that they die, V'akriv Mej Zoro. What was the reason? Zot Gemara, Hoyru halach b'fnei Moshe. The chiv Moshe was because they passed and loch b'fnei Rabbim b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. My drush nos me'ar ha'kayin eish al mazbech omr af kush eish eish no shemayim mitzlohav na'hedit. Showing, this is where they derive the halacha from. The Gemara contains with a story. B'tam b'lech hoyl Rav Lezer shohoyr halach b'fono. Rav Lezer had a Talmud that the Talmud paskind b'fonov. We'll see what the b'fonov means. Omar Abelezer le'ima shol mishtoi. So he commented to his wife, the Rebbe Abelezer, to me anim yoytzis esh nosoi. It would be a wonder to me if this person lives out the year. Right? Because this he was Mora Loch Nefnei Rabbi. And he knew. V'loi hoytzis nosoi. And in truth, that's what happened. He didn't live out the year. Omar lo'y, so his wife told him, Novi ata, you're Novi, right? You foresaw the future. Omar lo lo'y Novi anoich, lo'y ben Novi anoich, nei, El Kachmo Kublani, I have a Kabbalah. I believe strongly the Kabbalah that I accepted from my Rebbeim, Klamerloch, and Rabbi Chayiv Miso. Shains, that's what he did, so there was no question.
All within 1 year? I mean, the Miso is within 1 year. That's kind of quick, no? Usually the Shemaim waits, they wait for Shiva, no? How did he know what's going to happen?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We know a chesach, of course, and things are as, you know, you have a chesach, whatever, 50, 60.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Good channel. Let's just finish this piece of him over here. Now, he said, Talmud Yehuda ben Guri Yishmoy. That was the name of the Talmud. And he was three parsois away from him. So the Gemara is bringing this as a lie that you see that even if it's shaloi b'fonu, shalosh parsois, the Gemara is seeing more that at least that much is considered shaloi b'fonu, and nevertheless he was chayv misa. So the Gemara is bringing this as a proof to show that there is no difference between b'fonu and shaloi b'fonu. Even shaloi b'fonu has the chomer of the chayv misa. Matimura says b'fonav have it. In truth, the story was it was b'fonav. It was in front of him. V'horochoik mimenu sholosh parsois koma. But the Gemara says that it was given parsois. How do you explain that? Matimura says, well, taimeich shmoi v'shem aviv lomo. Why was it necessary to mention his name and his father's name? Elush le'tamer moshul hoyo. Just that the person, someone might think it's, you know, it's just emotional, it wasn't an actual happening. So we wanted to give it a clear validity to the Maisa. Now, therefore what? What does the Gemara mean to say with that? Right? The Gemara seems to be saying, so therefore also, the Gilm Parsois that I mentioned was also to give it validity, even though you know what? Now, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "V'horoch v'meno ko'omar, v'i hayro lav roch v'meno have." If the psak was not, if the psak wasn't this distance that was mentioned, my also beirchlan shmiinun. Why is the beirchlan telling us stam facts? This is how Rashi seems to explain the more over here. Right, why is he telling stam facts? I mean, he's telling that he was three parsois away, or there was this distance between the two of them. Why is it necessary to say? Shouldn't it be negeya to this episode over here to tell us that the psak was that distance, and nevertheless he was punished? So the Gemara is saying, so you can't tell me that he passed an action in front of him, because if so, then what relevance is that the mention that they were giving parsois away? So on that, the Gemara, according to Rashi explaining, what the Gemara is saying is that the same way the name is not important for the halacha over here, Elma, the name was given just to show you that it was a factual thing. So too, that was the basis of the Gilm Parsois, just to tell me, you know, where he lived, to show. But the episode itself, Taka, happened in front of him. And that's what Rashi would seem to be saying. The whole Gemara's kasha was that, why are you still telling me where he lived that distance? What's the difference? You know, why do I have to know his address? What's a negay here, right? So now the Gemara said that it's not, I didn't say it in relevance for the halacha to tell, because this halacha, the chi of Misa, is to show me even if you're that far away. But we did in order to show that this was a real situation. The same reason why his father's name was mentioned.